pull 60,000 out of.
Yeah,
what about the last set of commissioners we had? They tried to put a $20 tax on our license plates. Where would you stand on that?
Well, Jeff knows where I stand. As a township trustee, and I can tell you it's
do you have it in your township?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's called permissive tax. Yeah. The permissive tax, and this is where it gets a little tricky, and Jeff and I have some...
major disagreement.
Not major, because sometimes you say you agree with me.
Well, yeah, sometimes, and I tell Dave, sometimes I agree with you. Here's the problem, Rodney, on this. And
well, hold on, let me answer the question.
No, because this will answer his question. If you're collecting it in Twin Township, and there's other townships that are not out there collecting it, and you're advocating for the county to go out there and levy that tax, as you did 2 years ago when a lot of these people showed up, those other townships may be able to get by without that tax. They may not need that money. They don't need the county coming in and taking that money that they will not be able to go back and say, hey, you know, 10 years from now or 5 years from now, we could use that money, but the county is already collecting, because this is a first-come, first-served tax. So for you, as a Twin Township trustee that is already collecting this tax, to say these ones that aren't collecting it, let's have the county take it, I don't see that as right. It should be the local things. The county should stay out of it, especially if you're already collecting it in your township. It's not. Israel has a bed tax. Jefferson has a bed tax. They may not need that money. They may need it 5 years from now. But when you go out and advocate for the county to take that tax, it takes it off, takes the opportunity away from them in the future. And that, you know, people have watched that, brought that issue up to me. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when we're looking at economic development, okay, we have to have good roads. And I don't know if you follow, being a township trustee, I can tell you, 10, 15 years ago, you could pave a mile for about $60,000, okay? Today, it's $120,000 a mile. So the cost of, you know, tar and asphalt is a byproduct or a product of petroleum. Well, we all know what's happening. So when you look at infrastructure, roads are huge. I mean, we have the permissive tax in our township. It saves us because we got 44 miles of road, and we have about $120,000 to maintain 44-mile road. That permissive tax saves us. Why am I for it? Here's why I'm for it. It is a use tax. Now, I've got about 16 trucks and 4 trailers. I got 20 vehicles, okay, that I'd be paying on permissive tax. If anybody should be against it, it should be me, because I'm going to be paying more than anybody. But guess what I call that? A use tax. If I'm using the roads more than you are, I should have to pay more. I mean, it's you know, $15-$20, depending on, you know, how much, $15 to $20 per
license plate. Well, how did they do it 20 years ago, before you had that? Well, how did the township pay for that?
20 years ago, we were probably paying $40,000 a mile. And here's what it is, okay? Here's a township or county budget. It's right here, okay? Here's our input. Here's what our costs have done over time. So let's just say we used to be able to do chip and seal 10 mile a year. Now we can only do 3. Because our money doesn't go as far. Does that make sense? I mean,
no, it doesn't.
Costs far exceed.
Our costs are going up. Yeah, our income's going up.
Here's the whole thing, okay? Back in 1964, when I went to work, okay, or 65, first year I worked the full year, I kept track of my taxes of what I paid, everything I paid out. And I paid out about 23% of everything I earned, okay? Last year when I retired, last full year, which was 94, okay, I was paying 55% of everything I earned in taxes, okay? So here's why nobody can explain to me. How's come that though I was only paying, everybody in this country is only paying 23%, we go to 55, and now we don't have any money to fix anything anymore?
I know.
Their expenses couldn't have gone up that much.
Well, no, we're talking local. We're talking local.
It does. Taxes are taxes. It doesn't matter whether it's local or not.
Well, I can tell you, we got a lot less money coming in than we used to, especially, you know, local government funds, which we don't totally rely on. But I think if you're sitting here, it costs a lot more to run your household today than it did 20 years ago.
Apparently not.
Fuel's going up. Everything.
Apparently not, because I could live on what I was making back. I had, you know, 76% to live on. Okay, and I'm living on less than that now, so apparently, you know.
Well, like I said,
I was able to handle it. What's wrong with all these government entities running out of money all the time?
Oh, trust me. Yeah, and it comes back to most of them were spending.
Well, we're all broke. Yeah. We're all broke. We can't go any deeper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Evan, you have a question? This has got to have to be the last one. We got to.